If you like action, oh, you are definitely in the right place. It's April 27th. Today we've got an update about Bill Kong's next action film, a new look at Zuko in Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2, a new promo for Dreamlight Valley's next update, an update about Nathan Fillion's Guy Gardner. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Producer Bill Kong is perhaps best known for working on Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Well, according to Variety, he's now set to work on a new martial arts film called The Furious. He said this, "I'm going to do an action movie that rocks the world, and to prove that Hong Kong still has something to give the film industry, I want to show that Asian people can still make an action movie that is better than the rest of the world." Variety describes the story like this. When his daughter is snatched off the street, simple tradesman Kongu fights his way through a complex web of criminals in a frantic attempt to win her back by any means necessary. His only ally is tireless journalist Naveen. The two men from utterly different backgrounds must learn to trust, collaborate, and draw on combat skills from their own hidden pasts. The film is set to be directed by Tanigaki Kenji, who worked on Monkey King and the live-action Rurouni Kenshin. In discussing the upcoming action film, Tanigaki says, "I'm not interested in making actors who cannot move look as if they can. Our cast has real skills from different martial arts disciplines. Everything we're doing is going to be practical." There is no further news about The Furious at this time. IGN released an official spotlight trailer for a new character in Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2. This competitive fighting game brings characters from across Paramount and Nickelodeon properties and has been introducing more and more characters over time. And now they're finally introducing Zuko from Avatar: The Last Airbender. Here's a little bit about the new character and his gameplay as explained by IGN.
The banished prince of the Fire Nation, Zuko, comes searching for honor and glory in Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2. Zuko's powerful firebending abilities and skills in the martial arts left him well prepared to take on just about any foe he encountered throughout his restless pursuit of the Avatar. His cunning, perseverance, and resourcefulness are all deserving of some respect. And here, in Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2, it's no different. Zuko's combat abilities are, of course, top-notch, and he has plenty of unique tools around his standard moveset to make him an even more well-rounded fighter. So let's just jump straight into his kit and see what's in store. Zuko's light attacks are quick, short, flaming strikes that provide a potent combo game, and his charge attacks are a bit on the slow side, but are generally great finishers or offer unique coverage in solid range. By pressing down special, Zuko will pull out his dual sabers, the infamous Blue Spirit's weapon of choice. With the swords equipped, a few of Zuko's moves, like his jab, forward air, and charge forward attacks, will all change slightly, generally being a bit faster and hitting harder compared to the regular versions. In addition to this, the swords themselves are actually a throwable projectile. Through some clever item play, Zuko can extend combos or find openings in ways that would be otherwise impossible.
You can play as Zuko in Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2 now. Disney released the teaser trailer for Act 2 of their Rift in Time story in the video game Disney's Dreamlight Valley. Here's how they describe it. Travel to Eternity Isle and meet Oswald the Lucky Rabbit as you unravel Jafar's nefarious ploy. Reveal new looks for your animal companions and uncover exclusive furniture to craft using your hourglass. In the promotion, we see a group of characters, Gaston, Merlin, Evie, and Rapunzel all working together. You and Merlin cast a powerful spell and gain access to a strange castle. And then, suddenly, Oswald appears and joins you. Act 2 of Disney Dreamlight Valley, A Rift in Time, the expansion pass is coming soon. In an interview with Collider, Nathan Fillion shared an update about his version of the Green Lantern hero Guy Gardner. He said this. "The reality is that people have flaws. We all have quirks. We all have vulnerabilities. You could have the most wonderful family, but be like, oh my god, my dad drives me nuts. He's got this one thing. Everybody's got something. And I love to lean into those faults and flaws. It's what makes people real and what allows audiences to relate, because we all know what that is. We all have our own. We witness it in other people. Guy Gardner is 90% flawed and doesn't care. That's one of his flaws. I think there's a real freedom in playing that. So, for a guy who likes to play flaws and flawed people, Guy Gardner is a goldmine." There is no further news about the DCU or Green Lantern at this time. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, has officially been rated R. Come back tomorrow for some news about Superman and aliens. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for April 27th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.